Pregnant women are often told that they have a glow about them because of the way pregnancy hormones affect the skin. And many lament getting stretch marks as their babies grow. But have you ever heard of a pregnancy mole? Tegan Taylor takes a look at some of the stranger things women can encounter with their skin when they're expecting.
If Sheridan Hawkins ever falls pregnant again, her family and friends will be able to tell within weeks. But it's not the kind of baby bump you'd expect that will give her away. It's what she affectionately terms her pregnancy mole. During her first pregnancy, Sheridan noticed a red growth appear on her upper lip.
Very Cindy Crawford-esque, but it is red in colour. It isn't glamorous and dark. And as the pregnancy went on, it got bigger and bigger. People started asking about it.
Sheridan had it checked by a doctor who explained it was a side effect of the increased blood flow in her body due to the pregnancy.
Yeah, it was nothing to worry about for me, just one of those odd pregnancy things.
And sure enough, a few weeks after giving birth, the pregnancy mole had shrunk down to a tiny red dot.
And then, what do you know, second pregnancy, it started to build quicker this time. So it was one of the first things I noticed. And I thought, oh, there you go, we've got the pregnancy hormone kicking through the body.
Pregnancy hormones can cause all sorts of changes to your skin. The hormones affect blood flow, leading to the most common skin changes, such as the glow pregnant women are often said to have, and the fact that some expectant women grow thicker, more plentiful hair. But dermatologist Benjamin Daniel says it's not all rosy.
A lot of women also get varicose veins, or they get hemorrhoids or bruising because of the increased pressure within the capillaries and the veins. And then some women also get spider nevi, which are these tiny little dilated blood vessels which look like spiders because they have arms on it, and they typically happen on the face, arms and chest. But most of those regress within 3 months of giving birth.
Levels of estrogen and progesterone rise during pregnancy and contribute to some of the symptoms women experience. But many women also see pigmentation changes. Some women's freckles and moles get darker. Some see pigmentation change around the armpits, nipples and genitals.
Some women also get melasma, which is symmetric darkening or pigmentation on their cheeks and forehead, as well as their upper lips and chin.
Then there's the dark line, or linea nigra, that many women develop on their bellies. All of these are thanks to an increase in melanocyte-stimulating hormone, which tells the body to produce melanin. Again, most of these changes fade back to normal, or close to it, within a few months of giving birth.
But it's unlikely to go exactly back to how it was before pregnancy.
Another factor at play is a pregnant woman's immune system, which changes to stop her body rejecting the fetus. But how this plays out varies from person to person.
So we see some diseases actually flare up during pregnancy. So diseases like lupus or eczema. We know that 60% of women who have systemic lupus actually get worse in pregnancy. But then there's other conditions which improve. So 55% of women with psoriasis actually improve in pregnancy.
During pregnancy, cell-mediated immunity, which helps the body defend itself against infections, goes down. And that increases a woman's risk of infections like thrush, cold sores and shingles. In some very rare cases, women can develop an autoimmune condition called pemphigoid gestationis, which causes itching, hives and blisters on the belly and elsewhere around the body.
The immune system attacks the glue that holds the skin together. The issue with this disease is that it's really important to see a dermatologist early because it may require biopsies and blood tests. And there's an increased risk to the child as well as to the mother.
So, not all skin changes in pregnancy are harmless.
We know that melanomas can occur in pregnancy. And it's really important that if you're pregnant and you notice that one of your moles does change, that you get that looked at.
For women who are already being treated for a condition that affects the skin, like psoriasis, acne or lupus, Dr. Daniel recommends talking to a dermatologist before trying to conceive, because some medications used to treat skin diseases aren't safe during pregnancy. And for those who are already pregnant, keep an eye on your skin and don't be shy about getting medical advice if there's something you're not sure about.
If you do get a rash or blisters. And then if you notice a mole change, so for example, if it becomes asymmetric or irregular border or colour change or diameter change, then you get it looked at professionally as well.
As for Sheridan, she says if she ever goes back for baby number 3, she won't need to do a pregnancy test. The pregnancy mole will be back to announce it for her.
Yeah, I will absolutely know. This will come back, no doubt.
Sheridan Hawkins ending that report from Tegan Taylor.